Per Gilmishna Gimel until Per Gilmishna Vov. We're continuing to discuss the category of damage called bur, which literally means pit and really refers to anything which someone puts in a public domain which can cause people to trample on and damage themselves. So the mission tells us, Hamotzias Tivnoves Kashe, Elisha's Rabbin, someone who brings out his straw and his kash. Kash is the straw which is left on the ground after all the grain has been cut. So this person brings his straw and puts it into a public domain, Lizvolim, for fertilizer, meaning he's going to leave the straw there for a while until it decays, and once it decays it will become fertilizer which he can use to make the things in his fields grow faster and better. However, someone else comes, he's walking in the public domain and he gets injured, Chayv Benizko, the person who brought out the straw into the Shrabim is obligated to pay for his damages. A standard case of bur. However, says Mishnah furthermore, whoever comes first and takes the straw has acquired them, meaning Midrabbonon, as a punishment for him being careless and putting things in public domain which can injure people, we say, you know what, this is now Hefka, and anyone can come along and take it and it'll be theirs. And this will hopefully prevent him from doing so in the future. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel adds that Kol HaMekal Klimbir Shtarabim. Anyone who clutters, anyone who puts rubbish out into the public domain, vihiziku, and that causes damage, however, Nishalim, they are obligated to pay for the damage which they caused. Now, this includes even cases where you could do it with permission. Let's say it was the season where everyone puts the fertilizers out into a public domain. You put, let's say, your straw so that people will trample on them. And once lots of people trample on them, they'll decay and they'll become fertilizer much faster. So let's say there was a certain season during the year where everyone started making their fertilizer. The halacha is, if it's that season, then you're allowed to. You're allowed to put it in a public domain. However, according to Rav Shimon Gamliel, even though you're allowed to, if someone does get injured through it, you're still obligated to pay for that damage. Okay, and then Rav Shimon Gamliel also agrees with the Tanakama, and the following thing that he's going to say now is going back on the first case with the Tanakama discussed. Whoever is the first person to come and take the straw, they acquire it, and this is referring to a case where he put it out when he wasn't allowed to, and therefore we punish him by saying that anyone can now come and take it. Okay, it says the Mishnah, someone who turns over dung in Bereshit HaRabim in a public domain, and this is even if it's not his dung. Let's say it could be, yeah, obviously not his own dung, his cattle's dung, but it could be even someone else's cattle's dung. He could have found dung in Rishon Rabim, but if he picks them up and then he puts them back down again, think about it, he's now the person who put the burr there. Once he picked it up, he should have got rid of it. Now that he put it back down, it's as if he put the burr there in the first place, and therefore, if someone else gets injured through that, then Chayv Benizkoi, this person will be obligated to pay for the damages. Mishnah Dalet, we're now going to have a few cases where the person himself is the burr. He is the thing which causes other people to trample and therefore get damaged. So the Mishnah says, Shnei Kadorin, two people who are selling their pottery and their dishes. The Mishnah picks this case specifically because he would often carry a lot at one time, and therefore it would be a common thing that he would trip and fall down. So there were two of these people selling pottery, and they were walking on the street, one behind the other. The Niskal Harishon Venofal, the one in the front, tripped and he fell down. V'niskal hasheni barishay. And the second one, meaning the guy behind him, walked into this man who had just fallen down. He tripped on him and he got injured. Harishon chayv v'niskal hasheni. The first one who fell down is obligated to pay for the damages of the second one because he basically made himself a burr. He caused someone else to trample over him. Now the truth is, it's not really his fault that he fell. And therefore the Gemara explains this case being one where after he fell, he had enough time. The second guy wasn't right behind him, so he had enough time to get up so that the guy behind him would not fall down over him. But he didn't. He stayed there. And because he stayed there, it is his fault for staying there for too long, and therefore he'll be obligated to pay for the damage. Mishnah Hey, what happens if you have another case? Zeba b'chavisoi, one person is coming from one direction with his earthenware jug, it's quite fragile. The Zeba b'chayosoi, someone from the other direction is coming with a big beam. They're walking towards each other, and they bump into each other, nishbro chadoi shalzeh, because shalzeh, this person's jug smashes on for the other person's beam. And the jug smashes, potter, person carrying the beam, is exempt from paying. Why? They both had permission to be walking in each direction, and the person who had something fragile should have been more careful. He should have been the one who was looking out not to collide with the other person, and therefore the person carrying the beam will not be obligated to pay for the damages. Next case, what happens if if the person carrying the beam was walking in the front, and the person carrying the jug was walking right behind him, and the guy at the back got a bit too close, and the jug broke by touching the beam, the person carrying the beam will be exempt. Why? Because he was at the front. The guy at the back should not have got so close as to hit the beam, and therefore it's his fault, so the person owning the beam will be exempt from paying for the smash jug. However, if the person in front carrying the beam suddenly stood still, he stopped walking, let's say he wanted to rest or something, in that case, Chayv is obligated, because he should have warned the guy at the back that he's about to stop, and since he did it quite carelessly, he will be obligated to pay for the damages. The truth is, if he, let's say, just slowed down, or even stopped, but it was for the sake of maybe adjusting his load, in that case, that's a normal thing to do. and therefore he'd be Potter. But in this case, he literally just stood still all of a sudden in order to rest from his load, and therefore he's obligated. However, if he told the person at the back that he told him to be still because he's about to stop, then Potter, since he warned him, will be exempt because the person at the back should have listened to him and stopped walking. Now we're going to have the opposite way around. If the person holding the jug was at the front, and the person holding the beam was behind him. Do you remember, like we said before, whose responsibility is it to be more careful that they don't collide? The person in the front or the person in the back? It's obviously the person in the back, because he's looking straight at the person in front of him, so he should be more careful. And therefore, if the jug and the beam collide, chayav, the person carrying the beam is obligated to pay for the broken jug, because he should not have got so close as to do that. However, if it's not his fault, let's say the person at the front who was carrying the jug suddenly stood still, then there's nothing the person in the back could do, and therefore Potter, the person in the back carrying the beam, will be exempt. However, if he told the person in the back that he's about to stand, then the person in the back should have been careful, and since he wasn't careful, and they collided, so since he broke the jug, chayev, he will be obligated to pay for the jug. Okay, all these scenarios, the mission tells us, v'chein zeh bo b'neiro v'zeh b'pishtonai. The same would apply if one person, instead of carrying the beam, let's say he was carrying a candle, which was a light, and instead of carrying a jug, someone was carrying straw or flax. These things are very flammable. So this is very similar to the previous case. The beam is the thing which is going to do the damage, and in this case, it's going to be the flame. And if they collide, then the damage will happen. And therefore, the same scenarios would apply if they're at the front, if they come towards each other, etc., like the mission described for us already. Mission Vov. Shnayim shoyim halchem b'rishus rabim. If two people were walking towards each other, or even next to each other, they were both walking in a public domain. Echad rotz, echad mahalich. Or if one of them was running, one of them was just walking, or yishoyu shnei rotzim, or two of them were running, ve'ziku zeh zeh, and they damaged each other, so they had a massive crash or something, and they both got injured. This Mishnah tells us, shnei b'turin, they are both exempt from paying. Why? Because they weren't doing it. They were just walking or running. That's okay. The truth is, in a case where they're both walking, it's understandable. Because you're allowed to walk in a public domain, and therefore it's fine. In a case where they're both running, it's also okay, because even though that's not necessarily the normal thing to do, they're both doing it. And therefore, one's not going to be more chayav than the other. However, the case where one's running and one is walking, that's a difficult case. Because if you're running, then you should be responsible for causing damage. And therefore, the Gemara explains we're actually talking about a case where it's Erev Shabbos or Erev Yontov. Why does that make a difference? Because on these times, everyone's in a big rush. Yeah, in those days as well, you're in a big rush for Shabbos. And therefore, you're allowed to be running there. So since in that case, you're allowed to run, and it's even considered the normal thing. So in that case, even if the other guy's walking and you're running, you'll still be exempt because you're allowed to do it for Shabbos. But in a normal scenario, if I'm running and you're walking, then I will be obligated to pay for the damages because it is more my fault.